Bell Let's Talk Day on Bounce Radio.
Natalie Hake is the Director of Public Education and Crisis Services for the Canadian Mental Health Association for the Kootenays and a Bell Let's Talk Day contributor. And Natalie, how can one support a person, maybe it's a colleague, friend, or family member, who might be thinking about suicide?
Over the years working in mental health, I've had many conversations with people that have reached out because they weren't sure how to support somebody that they cared about, you know, whether it be fear of making the situation worse or, you know, not knowing what to say. So I think this is a really important topic because people that are closest to us, like our family members, our work colleagues, people in our social groups, we're going to notice each other's change in behaviors or moods before anybody else. And the ability to recognize that and reach out and connect with that person, hey, are you okay? Hey, do you have somebody to talk to? Is really, really important. Can I give you the number for a crisis line? So I think reducing that barrier for just reaching out and supporting somebody, you know, it could honestly be as simple as just providing them with a resource number and connecting them with somebody that can support them at that level that they need.
And you may find yourself in a conversation with a friend or a colleague, family member, and some of the things that they're saying can be cause for concern.
So somebody might be, that you know, might be saying things like, you know, I feel like a burden right now. I feel trapped. I feel hopeless. There's really no purpose. Nothing's ever going to change. Those are pretty strong statements. Now, it doesn't mean suicide is there, but it could be. And that also, to me, means that that person needs somebody to talk to, and they need to connect to an appropriate resource, such as Crisis Line or another professional support. Also, behaviors, you know, are something else to look out for with people. Sometimes people, their sleeping habits change dramatically. They could become more irritable and agitated, more increased use with substance use and abuse, high-risk behaviors. So again, it's going to be, you know, people that are closest to that person that's going to notice these. But again, kind of reducing that fear of, I don't want to get involved, or, you know, I don't know what to do. If you don't want to get involved, that's okay. You know, I mean, it's important that we keep ourselves safe and have those healthy boundaries, but find somebody who can help that person.
Natalie Hake from the Canadian Mental Health Association on Bounce Radio for Bell Let's Talk Day. And remember, you can get more information about programs and services available at kootenays.cmha.bc.ca.